Är det okej att jag håller med? Is it okay for you if we talk Swedish?
No, we take
I would
it in
prefer
English.
speaking English.
I prefer Swedish, though I'm not that good in speaking English.
No, but we sort it out together.
Spelar du in?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I asked if it's recording the meeting.
Yes.
Yeah. Then it's easier for me then. Then I don't have to, because we don't have anyone who's taking protocols or notes today. So.
Oh, okay.
So the reason I wanted to meet you instead of just emailing back and forward is that it's easier to communicate and get all the questions sorted out. So, and right now you have a question about how we destroy or delete information that's on our servers or in our systems. Is that correct?
Yeah, on any media that is inside.
Yeah.
That the school owns, like cameras, like USBs,
yes,
computers,
yeah,
and I've stated that from the beginning, and Gunnar told me that he couldn't provide that information to me due to GDPR. And then he said a bit about it. And the little bit he said about it is from camera to computer to the hard drive, and then from the hard drive to the USB.
Yeah.
But nothing is stored on the hard drive. And if you are a software engineer, you yeah. know what it's extremely hard to remove
yeah.
from. It's not about drag and drop through a trash can, because that's bullshit. So if you have something stored on a spinning hard drive, you have to erase it X amount of time.
Yeah.
That little partition, you have to figure out where it is and erase that sector. If it's on a SSD, if the school has SSD drives, which most of the computers have today,
yeah.
I'm sorry, then you have to erase the complete operating system, the disk completely, and you have to overwrite it at least 100 times.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, maybe lack of knowledge as well.
Of course, yeah. but yeah. be honest with me.
Yeah.
And he wasn't, the beginning, he wasn't honest, because he said that the photos were taken down.
Yeah.
And to the best of his knowledge,
yeah.
seriously, you were in his office and the photos were out here. It's yeah. a lot of stupidity here.
Yeah. It's two different things here. The first is the
No, it's three.
Yeah.
The school broke a consent.
Yeah.
A written agreement between
yeah.
me, Ivar's mother, and Ivar, and the school.
Yes.
The second is that,
and for that
Gunnar
yeah.
lied. It would have been so easy for him to just check if it's down, because this is such a concern for us as a family. No media should be available, because it's Ivar's rights.
Yeah.
And he said no. And Gunnar said, oh, it's done. Maybe. I really don't care.
Yeah.
That shows how much the school cares. Because Gunnar is the front person out.
Yes.
And then you support him, yeah. which means that the whole organization under you supports Gunnar. And
yeah.
and Lee haven't even bothered to answer. So
yeah.
the whole Stockholm school is basically behind this.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is the PII.
Yeah. And we could talk about all the three things. And first I have to say, it's not an excuse, but Lee has 148 schools with 75,000 pupils, and he gets like 300-400 emails a day.
Just listen.
It's not an excuse, but it maybe an explanation that it sometimes takes some time for him to get back in answering, and he has had to do quite hard priorities in his work. I tried to answer within my 48 hours, most of the time I success in that, but not always. And I'm sorry for that. The first thing, yeah, you're absolutely right. The school did break your agreement about not having any pictures of your son. We are so sorry for that. I'm so sorry for that they have a lack in their
processes.
That's not okay. The second thing, you said Gunnar lied. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a lie. I would like to call it a miscommunication. He told another guy to take the photo down. He didn't follow that up. That maybe he should, but he wasn't.
I didn't on purpose. I do agree with that as well.
And for that also, I'm very sorry. He should have followed up when he said it's going to be taken down.
It would be so easy to just apologize in email, but he is too coward to apologize even. And that's the principle. That's your stuff.
Yeah. And that's between me and him.
Thank you for apologizing.
Yeah, and I do that, and I hopefully you see that I really do mean it. It shouldn't be happen. Now it has happened, and that's bad. Hopefully it wouldn't make any damages for him or for the for now or in the future. But there are lack in processes, lack in structure and communication within the school, and I'm sorry for that.
I'm sorry, but you and I have seen that quite a lot the last 8 months, and it's all the time that can't reply on email, can't be accountable, and it's quite.
I hear your complaints, and hopefully I can't really tell you what I'm doing, because it's within our internal work, but you can trust that I am following up on every step. That's why I'm meeting you today. It's not common for me to meet vårdnadshavare, because I have like 16 schools and 10,000 students.
But this is serious,
because we have done some wrongs.
Of course,
that's why I'm sitting here today.
I understand.
Yeah. And about your two first complaints. You're right. We have done wrong, and I'm so sorry for it. And I hope we could do better in the future. We shall do better in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a must.
Yeah, it's a must. We are totally agreed on that. And on the third point, I'm not a ICT guy like you, so I have to trust on our ICT compartment. Statsledning's SL-kurs, ICT policies, I have them here so that you get. This is the tillämpningsanvisningar till stadens riktlinjer för informationssäkerhet. Mm. This is what the city also utbildningsnämnden. A shorter version, more easily read maybe, but that's where you got all the information about deleting information on our ICT equipment. As long as we have the ICT equipment within our system, we don't have to do anything else but erase it so that no user can get to the information.
I understand that, except if someone breaks into the server, but that's another story, and I agree with you.
As soon as the equipment gets out of use, we are leasing most of our stuff. It's sent to Växjö, where we have an agreement with a firm that erases everything and destroys everything that has been used in the city. I can send you the name of the company.
That's fair enough.
Så vi don't, and for cameras, minneskort, SSD drives, external drives, we have a, today it's up to Utbildningsnämndens ICT department. We are within this autumn contracting a new firm for destroying everything. So there is an agreement for all our equipment. Today, we don't have it for the equipment we own, but it's up to our ICT department to destroy it. So we send it there. Cameras, memory cards, USB sticks. So there are processes for it, but I can't promise you sitting here today that that will be done with every memory card or USB stick.
And you know, I go.
So, but hopefully I could be better following up on that part with every school, so I check out that they got the routines for it. The most part of it is written down in that form.
So this is what all the personnel have to read and
Should
understand.
or should be guiding the policies for each and everyone at every school. You can't say that everyone knows about säkerhetsföreskrifterna, but there should be people in every school, in every enhet, who has responsibility to make sure it happens on every school.
So what are the consequences for the personnel that actually doesn't read the guidelines, and they just ended up with pictures? And then, because ultimately the answers that we're hearing is, you understand that there can be flaws in the process, but it seems that from the school is always on like the playing the blaming game, or like throwing people that we don't really know, like someone forgot to that you sign a consent where pictures shouldn't be shared, or someone told the principal that the picture has been deleted. So it's like always someone. So what is the consequence? We working with PII is super important for everyone to make sure that you are aware of those processes. And if you are not aware for some reason, you put a customer or anyone or any information in danger, you have to flag it with security. So there is like a proper way to manage and set expectations. But here it seems that mainly like as a consequence from us is like actually signing a as an employee, signing a written that I have read. And if I have broke that, then there are consequences that I even could get fired because I broke something that I should be aware. So what are the consequences for the people that in this case place the pictures? How did I get miss signing a consent?
Today, I actually don't know where the lack in the process is. I have to dig deeper into that.
I think that at the end of the day, it's just being accountable for, from top to bottom in terms of you are here right now giving us this information, but as well, like everyone in every role that you do, whether you're a teacher or whatever you're doing, you have to be accountable for what you do. So there is not an excuse of, oh, so sorry, we did human errors can happen, but it seems to be something more like common, not only with this situation, but with previous situations that Anders has shared as well with school in terms of how they respond to email and how there is always like some sort of flaw and the blaming game, like, oh, they just didn't,
And it always boils down to lack of processes. And of course, you don't know all the different processes for all the different schools, but that's where I'm confused. How can it be that a school have different processes when in regard to something important like this? That is exactly the same information. Lee should know exactly what happens in all of his schools regarding PII and how to delete them and everything. And there should be a written process for the personnel here as well. When I ask them, which I've done, they say, oh, I don't really know.
They don't even know who has signed the consent. They don't even know what picture they should put in, which is a little bit concerning, because ultimately, when you think about GDPR and the rights for, you know, your information to be out there, the way that we find out is like someone like close to us, but still send a picture like, oh, we saw Ivar in this picture. Like, oh, where? Here. And they just walk past the street and then just took the picture, which is like, how did that? And, you know, potentially there may be like major consequence, but at the end of the day, it's like PII, GDPR, and we know that the handling of that information is so such a sensitive topic to, in my case, working with that sort of information, how much the fines can be for someone just mistreating or doing wrong with that information. So it is, I think that is such an important thing for everyone at school as well to know what is GDPR. It was a little bit shocking for Gunnar to come back with an answer saying that he couldn't share the document and how they delete information because GDPR. So from my perspective, it's like he doesn't even know what GDPR is, because that is not PII, it is just a process. Mm-hmm. Like you just say, you know, and if you don't know, that's fine to say you don't know. But it is, I think that it is just a lot of emails back and forth. I completely agree. When it should be, I don't know the answer, let's have a meeting.
Yes.
And that will, you know, prevent miscommunication, prevent frustration, yeah, and just have an open communication, yeah, as we are having.
And we shouldn't need a meeting, because if we got this, it would be fine.
Yeah.
And if you don't have it, that's fine.
Yeah, from the beginning. And even if you don't have this, because you don't have all three, because there is one process missing,
yeah,
which is the process for how the school handle this.
Yeah.
That's not here. And I'm not sure that they even have that, which is really concerning to me.
Yes.
And that's why I'm here, because I want to drive this forward. Yeah. I want to have a solution.
Yeah.
Same with the how to follow up with bullying, beating,
yeah,
kids,
yeah,
not send them home without calling the parents, which happened 2 times now with my son.
Yeah, I know. And we had communication about that as well.
That's not okay. And for you as a manager, you need to know exactly what the process are for every school.
Yeah.
And today you don't have that, because every school have their own process. And that's not, I would be furious if I were in your shoes.
Yeah.
Because it takes you a lot of time.
It does.
And it's plain bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to come with excuses, but the schools in Sweden and in Stockholm and in Sweden as a whole, we haven't been up on our toes in meeting all the things about with GDPR, with internet security. We have a lot of learning still to do.
And that's fair.
One of the problems is that we, in the beginning of the 2000-talet, mm-hmm, yeah, there were a lot of digitalization going on without any thinking, without any processes, and the schools bought a lot of equipment, made some schools outside of Stockholm even made their own networks, put up their own servers, were going online, having agreements with their own agreements with Apple, and so forth, so and with Google, and so we have a lot of catching up to do to make everything in place again. And today we're having discussions with Microsoft about their servers standing in USA. We're using Microsoft Teams in schools, third country problem for using Microsoft products like today. So we're storage.
Yeah.
We have schools having their own Instagrams. We tell them this is not okay, and then we trying to follow up, telling them this is what's okay, what's not okay. We have taken back control over the web pages so that no school today could publish anything on their web pages. It's all centralized. And we are one step at a time, we are trying to do better, but we are not all the way. But that doesn't mean that the schools shouldn't have a good structure, good process for if you have ticked the box, my son shouldn't be in an eviction. That's a lack in the school process. It has nothing to do with the other part.
Yeah, I agree.
But when that's up to me to follow up, and I have to be better following up with this school and with other schools, I have to say as well. If your son had had a skyddad identitet, skyddade personuppgifter, then there is another flag in the system that stops everything in another way, because it's listed in his should have been listed then. In your case, he isn't.
No.
But that doesn't matter. We have to do better, have better systems so that everybody knows.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And even if there comes the courier, a replacement personnel, how do we tell them what to...
It's a bit tricky, since you don't have one process over all the schools.
No.
And if you have that, then it would be super good for the staff.
And we're working on it, but we are not all the way, but we are getting better. Hopefully we are getting better.
Yeah. That's good. That's fine.
Yeah.
But that brings up the other issue we had before with the bullying and some beating and then send home the kids.
Yeah.
That's the same there. It's different processes on all the different schools, which is really concerning. I understand that they need to have add-ons to the base process. Don't send home a beaten kid. Don't send home someone that beat someone.
Yeah.
Call the parents and then take action from there. But you don't have that either. You send home them and you blame, well, Jens blamed it on that. Oh, different regions of Stockholm have different problems with drugs, with whatever. And that's add-ons to a basic taking care of.
Yeah.
And schools today can't really take care of kids. That's what I get back from the conversation with Jens and with how this school handled that case.
Yeah.
And it's the same there. Are you working on that to make that better as well?
Yes, we are.
I would say all the processes that the school have should be centralized. So you know exactly what kind of process there are. Then there can be one, two, three sidesteps on maybe this GDPR, not on the GDPR, but on the anti-bullying, on the bullying when a fatal beating or whatever.
Today there is the what the law stipulates, like you have to, as soon as a bullying situation it comes to knowledge, you actually document it and send it into huvudmannen and tell us this has happened. And then you start in within 14 days, you should be investigating it. But every school except that's a law, that's a minimum thing you have to do. Except that every school has to have their own plan against bullying, plan mot kränkande behandling. Where all the steps should be written down and that everyone working in the school should have knowledge and been educated in that once a year at least, and that I'm following up. Then the school have to have the internal system to check that everyone actually knows and acts according to it. Once a year, I'm checking up that together with the the unemployed jurister, checking up that the schools have plans against bullying.
So I can see a lot of holes in that process. Yeah. For one, you have this paper how to submit, and that is standard all over the schools. Yeah. That's great. But why not have the other process standard all over the schools as well? Because in this case, Eva didn't know who the personnel was. Yeah. So of course that was someone extra due to COVID, and there were a lot of extra personnel. And of course they don't know the process. But if they actually have one, if you have one process all over, then it's super easy.
I don't understand. I totally agree with you.
And I didn't get any good answer from Mikael or Gunnar about this. I know that Mikael is really trying to make stuff better.
Yeah.
I have a good communication with him.
That's good. Right?
Gunnar, not that much.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you are actually working on that, because he doesn't know.
We are, and of course it's Trygghet och Studiero, as we are measuring it in Stockholm, are one big concern for utbildningsförvaltningen and for our politicians as well.
Mm.
So this is a big issue, because one of the biggest, most important things to get in place is Trygghet och Studiero. Because that's so basic for being able to klara, get your grades, to be able to be learning. So it is a really important area for us working on Trygghet och Studiero.
I can tell you that Eva is still really nervous when he sees those guys.
Yeah.
And this school have failed a lot on making him feel secure. I met those guys, and Eva, we were out walking, and he saw them, and he told me that 2 days ago, 1 day ago, and so the school had failed, which is really, really sad.
Yeah. And this is why I really wanted to meet you, because I need to have the information.
And I know that just listening about this process, I know that processes are great. However, like, where are the to prevent this sort of like bullying, right? Because obviously that's something that happens, but also what are the actions that the school normally takes to talk to kids and prevent bullying from happening? Are there any actions taken, any, so they don't get to that point where the reason I'm asking is because I live in the UK for 7 years, and I know that there is like huge enforcement from education, just to, you know, having the police officers coming to school, talking to kids, making them aware of what actually is assault, like all those ins and outs of what it means to be a bully, and just bringing people or from different institutions like police, or having the kids learn what actually violence is and what bullying is, and you know, it's not only hitting and fighting, but also can be verbal. So they are quite aware of what consequence will be if they get to the violence. So are they any sort of program?
Yes, there are. We have a forum that's called SSPFs. It's social security, police, school, and fritid, and I don't really
after know. School.
After school in Skarpnäck.
Mm.
Within that forum, we meet at least once a month. All the schools are participating. Within that, it is a special project for Skarpnäcksfältet. It's called LOSAM. It's about picking up kids that are young kids. We're talking age 6 to 10 years old, that are having behavioral problems in any way. They are not criminal, and they are not on the level that we should call the social security and do an orosanmälan, but meeting them as early as possible, talking to them, talking to the parents, getting them back in. It could be about their language, about their attitudes, That's one program that the school is in. Another program is for all the schools in Skarpnäck, from Skarpnäcksfältet up to Hammarby, is called MVP, Mentors in Violence Prevention. But it's more for age 10 to 16. It's about educating kids to be mentors in the school, for stopping bullying, to be good examples, and that is a program that we work together with the police force as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to school.
What is the reason only from grade 10? Or from, sorry, age 10 you mentioned?
There were first the program were from 6 to 9.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Second program 10 to.
And in our curriculum, there is stipulated a lot to do within the curriculum, working with värdegrund,
yeah.
Values.
Mm-hmm.
Values and attitudes and norms and
being a good friend. Yeah. And I know that Ivar and I spoke with Jenny, the teacher, and they are talking about how to be a good friend, have a secret friend, and that is part of that.
Yeah.
And but then I spoke with the police, and they said that schools are welcome to get in contact with the police, and they could come and visit.
But we invite the this. I don't want to be blaming them. It's a.
They have a lot to do as well.
Yeah,
I understand.
They invited to the schools to meet both young and older children, to come and eat here in the school cafeteria, but they have a hard time to make priorities.
That you can understand. But then there must be other ways to do.
And we do a lot of orosanmälningar, sending notice to the Social Security Service about a lot of kids, 10, 15, 20 times, and nothing is being done.
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand.
That's really frustrating. And I don't know if you were at the meeting here, the open meeting about the shootings.
No,
it was an MNATA. I was participating. And actually, most of the people there said the school is doing a good job in finding those kids, your anmälningar. But we don't have the resources to pick them up. And that's sad. Because a lot of things happens within the families, outside schools, in the evenings, even for the small children.
Yeah, of course. There are little kids running around.
And sometimes it is very, very frustrating, but we have to do better in stopping it in school. But we can't solve all the problems, even though we see them.
No, of course not. But one step closer would be to have one process that every teacher knows about, even if he or she is a stand-in from Akalla.
Yeah.
Then he or she should know about this process, how to handle it.
Yeah.
And today you don't have that, and I see that as really worrying. 2022.
Yes.
Same with this, really worrying, and it needs to be do better, and you need to do better really, really quick.
Yes, I do agree. Mm-hmm.
And we have a little son now who is just born, and I'm not sure if I should put him here or if we should move somewhere else, because it's not fun. If you can guarantee that this process will be in place in 6 years, then we can think about it. But you have 6 years.
Yeah.
It's a hard time because he moves.
Yeah. I really hope. Of course, I can't give you any guarantees, but I can guarantee you I'll do my very, very best to make it happen in this school and in what I can do and påverka in Stockholm as well.
Yeah. What you can do is have one process for your part of the schools.
Yeah.
100 X schools.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a problem, and then the other schools will see that. Yeah. Oh, we don't have to do anything else than just read an email when it updates, and have a meeting about it once or twice. That will even save money.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that just the way that I see it is just being accountable, like everyone, whatever role they are doing, just being accountable. Is there is no excuse of saying, oh, I missed it or I didn't see it or. Or they're, you know, or just providing, saying something that doesn't make sense, because again, it just creates frustration. So it seems to be again a current theme from the school, just to blame it on someone else.
I would only say that that's a current theme from the principals, Mikkel and Gunnar, mostly Gunnar, is a recurrent theme.
Yeah.
The Jenny is, she's trying her best.
Yeah.
And she fails. Yes, she failed a few times. She did. She tried, but she can't do. She can only do whatever she can do because she doesn't have the process that backs her up, and that's on you.
Yeah.
Because Gunnar can't handle it.
I hear you.
And that's really important for the teachers to have someone accountable. They don't, and it's really, really sad for them.
In,
he just throws them under the bus.
And in late September, early October, having a meeting with the school, with all the school. And in, before that meeting, they have to show me, they got all the plans, and I read the plans, I read the verksamhetsplan, I read the plan against kränkande behandling, following up all the way down. And talk about, and I have a sit down together with the school leadership for a whole day, following up both results and processes. And hopefully, and before that, it's really good that I have these meetings so I could see not just what they are telling me what they are doing, but actually the reality, what they don't do. So for me, it's
valuable. No, I understand that it's valuable, but again, it feels that we go back to the same squirrel wheel and do this evaluation with every school again at 16 or how many schools you have days, and then just shove it up to one day. Here's the process, follow it. And how do we follow up? And then you can have shorter meetings about that.
Yeah. And that's a discussion we are having with our politicians for the moment. We'll see where.
Do they have to take that decision?
Yes.
Why can't, so every school has their own process that is written in the law?
Yes. There is a document that's called förväntas dokument. You know about the expression document, and that is to be sharpened, and we had a sit down with our politicians here just 2 weeks ago, because it is a nämndbeslut for all the policies that are to be forced down on the schools. So this is a kind of a policy that you are so it should be decided in utbildningsnämnden.
And is that for Sweden or for Stockholm?
For Stockholm,
which is really sad.
Yes.
What's the difference between Stockholm and Gothenburg or Malmö or Linköping?
I think now I'm speculating. I would say it's the free schools are also a part of everything that is decided for schools within the law should be regarded to the preschools as well. Mm-hmm. And there is a difficulty in meeting what they are willingly to accept.
Yeah,
and they are a great force in this country.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but
so we're
talking about sending kids home beaten.
Yeah.
You don't send home a raped woman from the hospital. You don't leave her alone for a minute in the hospital. But here we send kids home. That's a process that any school, I'm quite sure that even the private school would do that.
I totally agree. It shouldn't have happened at all.
Now you speculate and try to blame the private school.
I was talking about the difficulty to enforce policies on the central level.
It's not hard. Just pick your battle.
Yeah.
Easy battle is don't send kids home. Don't break PII. That's easy policies because if you do that in a corporate company, then you get millions.
Yeah.
You have to pay millions. And if you leave a rape woman alone in a hospital, then that's also not okay.
Yeah.
But kids we can send home. So just pick your battles and we shouldn't be able to do that.
I totally agree with you. I was talking about the difficulty to...
I understand, but that's a general process. Just be specific and then pick your battle one by one.
Yeah.
Or take the easy... Take the easiest apple first to pick. Don't take the highest up. Take the easiest. And then move on from there.
Yes.
And yeah, it probably sounds like easy to say than actually done, because as what you mentioned, there are just so many things that and so many priorities that probably you guys have to, you know, focus on. And at the end of the day, the reason of this meeting is just to flag some concerns as we have gone through something such as an important personal data and how that gets handled. And hopefully helping as well with, you know, making that. And the way that I see it is just a lot of these things can be prevented just with making, you know, like making people accountable of what they are doing and the importance of what is actually, you know, PII and how they work and deal with it. But as well, setting expectations from the beginning, like at the end, we are all human. We all make mistakes. So if anyone, whether it's the principal of the school, a teacher, whoever is responding through an email, like no one wants to go through a endless email thread of, you know, back and forth and just saying nonsense. Like it's just as easy. I think that a good training for anyone dealing with emailing, how to set expectations right from the beginning. It's fine to say, I don't know. It's fine to say, I don't have the answer. Yeah. It is fine. But it is just the transparency as well behind things. Like no one wants to be taken as a fool, just providing, you know, random things just because of the sake of answering an email. So I think that from there, all this whole frustration would have been avoided if there was actually a time to think how to... what the concern was and what, you know, what was, what is moving, because you do have your priorities. No, like you do have to work as well. So no one wants to be sitting here in a meeting, but I think that it's just important as well for them to set expectations from the beginning and avoid the back and forth.
Hopefully you think that I have listened today. And that you have made your point. I do have listened, and I do agree in your concerns. Some things shouldn't have happened at all because they shouldn't have happened. Point.
So just to recap in terms of the takes away, what would be then the what would be the action taken to, again, avoid having that consent missed by any other person at a school? If a parent or a kid says, I don't want pictures taken, what the school is like, because that's something I assume quite easy to fix.
Yeah, and I have to talk further with Gunnar and Mikael and Fredrik, and they have to present to me a plan that I can see this will be working. How do you communicate? How do you follow up? How do you make sure that it doesn't happen? So they have to present a plan for me before the start of the term.
So does that mean that right now it can happen again, just like, obviously there is no school, but just in the case, like, does the teacher agree, or how do they, is there a sense, how would me as a teacher know if a kid has agree or not to?
Today, I don't know. I don't know what the routines here are.
And that is also concerning, yeah, that you don't know.
Yeah.
This should not be per school again.
No.
It's really concerning. Yeah. So how will you sort out that?
Yeah. As I said, they have to make a plan for me.
No, but is you're talking about this school,
it's all your schools.
Yeah.
If you don't know this school, then you don't know any other school, I'm sure. Maybe someone had made a mistake and you had to read it, but before that, you don't know.
So, and you don't probably need to know, like, the way that I see it is like, for, you know, it was just like, if talking about PAI and especially pictures taken, when a teacher comes to school, it's like the first thing talking about GDPR, PII, or, you know, the specific sort of checklist, because it's ultimately a checklist. If you're going to take pictures, make sure to check. And I don't know if there should be an internal system with a flag, or there is no such a thing as. So what is the point of even signing a consent if they're not going, if they don't know how to refer back to that consent?
Without being in a defense position, but there is so many things that the schools are supposed to do and not to do, and that I have a responsibility to follow up. Mostly I can't follow up that everything in every way, in every detail is in place. I have to follow up.
The thing is, what did you understand?
I do follow up when there is a lack or a miss done, and then I have to follow up. Before that, I have to assume that everything is in place. I do follow up with every school that they have, like, I think it's 26 or 27 different plans for different actions in the school that I follow up, that they actually have in place and that they are upgraded, but I don't have them in my mind.
No,
the reason he's saying this is because ultimately, at the end of the day, going back to picking the battles, which is the one that is going to hit if there is a flow with that, you know, like you are trusting that they are have a routine in that, but you should have some sort of visibility of what that sort of routine is for all the schools, because if it happens again, then it is very concerning that right now we have actually reached out to GDPR because it's concerned that we don't really know how that works. And then we didn't get an answer from anyone in the school. And until we actually mentioned that the lawyer came back with this form, but it doesn't really address again the issue in terms of, you know, that flag and that consent, because it's a consent. So when you think about the consequence and the how much it will cost, it's kind of concerning. Just say like, okay, so there are a lot of things to consider around the school, but which one will be, you know, which one should I actually pick to fix in terms, and because GDPR, again, it is, as you mentioned, how important it is with all the system and technology is actually growing, and with all, you know, hackers stealing that information. It's such an important topic, just to make sure that there is a process so that enables anyone dealing with that information in terms of what to do and where to find that.
There is, of course, it is important, and there is a lot of other things that also are very important. It's following up that there are routines for frånvaro, following up routines for making sure that we have ecological food served in the cantina. There is routines following up.
How many routines do you, there are?
26 or 27.
There are not that many. When you think about it, it's just like 27. Yeah, it's like 20 checklists, 27 yeah. checklists. So it's just, I assume.
No. It's no. How many schools do you have?
I have 16 schools.
Yeah, so 16 times 27.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, like each, yeah.
No, right. do you hear? Yeah. It's mind-blowing. Yeah. It's so extremely...
Yeah. Inefficient.
yeah.
It's very inefficient.
But then again, I guess that's why you have your work. Yeah. It's super easy for you too. I have a lot of things to do. I'm trying to answer emails because I have to read.
Yeah, it's
27 times 16. It's
why?
Yeah. Why if make your work efficient, then the teacher would actually have a process that they knew about.
Yeah.
But instead, you're trying to put up a shield and say, "Oh, I have a lot of things to do, and we have a lot of processes."
I'm sorry if you, I said I don't want to be on in defense.
But you are, and that's not okay. And we need to move forward.
Yeah. I was trying to explain.
No. Yes, we understood that already from all the emails that you have one process. Different processes everywhere, and how will you go about to fix this?
As I said, we're having a conversation, a discussion with our politicians about centralizing a lot of our processes.
So you are not allowed to centralize to make it easier for yourself.
In some areas you can do it, in some areas you can't.
Okay.
But there are a lot of policies like these policies that we are, but they don't stipulate in detail how to do it in every single unit.
And I pay tax. For this inefficient,
yeah,
that's sad. Concerning. Wonder why we pay a lot of taxes for people's inefficiency.
Yeah.
That's quite amusing. 2022.
Well, now we have a visibility in terms of what the landscape looks like in seeing out like. I actually thought that was just the routines 26. I'm like, yeah, just everyone, you know.
Nope.
You have, these are the routines and this is what you should know. And then.
And I understand that it would be a lot of mistakes from the personnel, from the teachers, which is both of these incidents should never have happened. And guess what? They will happen again. That's the only thing you are sure about. And you do exactly nothing to solve that. Trying to go through all the 16 schools, that is basically what you're saying, right? Instead of making it easier for all the people.
Yes.
But
I also told you that we are doing, having conversation with our politicians, with all over.
Is there a way for us, like, what are these conversations that you to improve the whole your work? What are these conversations based on? Like, is it like regular meeting? What?
Yes, we have regular meetings with the politicians. We do have regular meetings with Stadsledningskontoret, the city council, because a lot of policies are about the whole city, social förvaltningen, förskoleförvaltningen, stadsdelsförvaltningarna. We do have a lot of, and I told you, we do have a lot of work to do regarding to
ICT. And the only thing I wish for is to pick one banner at a time.
Yeah.
And work from there. Because it sounds like you work, trying to work on all of them at the same time.
Yeah,
and then it will be just the porridge.
I hear you, but some policies are, and some areas are as important as the ICT.
No, ignore this one. Yeah. Take whatever policy you want.
Yeah.
Just arrange them in some sort of priority and pick one at a time.
Yeah.
Because now you just miss a match and nothing gets done.
Yeah, and We do priorities, and we do have priorities from our politicians as well.
What are the priorities?
Just they are in verksamhetsplanen for utbildningsförvaltningen. That's and in budgeten, the budget. That's the politicians' styrmedel, as a steering of our.
Okay.
And we got assignments to do a lot of working with socialtjänsten, and we got assignments to do a lot of work regarding drugs. We got assignments to do a lot about traffic security, psychological health.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And they always ask for priorities.
No, but again, pushing that out to the schools is the wrong thing to do. Taking some back even more.
I do agree. I do agree. For me, it would be a lot easier if we had one policy, one structure, one process in every school. This is the way we do it. It should be done. It should even maybe be done in the education area.
Yes.
Because today there is a lot of freedom for our teachers. It's good with the freedom for the teachers, but sometimes it's easier to follow up, to be sure, kvalitetssäkra, if you said this is the way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But if we just play with the idea, 26 policies, 16 schools, you can easily just say to each individual school, this process, you are responsible for that this year. And then you bring all of them back, and then you have 11 more that is random. And then this policy is for all the schools to start with, see what happens. And then you know 16 policies by heart instead of.
Yes.
And that should be easy to start with.
Yeah, I wish.
It should be easy, but there are probably stuff that I don't know about, of course.
Again,
it should be easy to find some low-hanging fruit and start from there. It's enough if you start with one, because that makes your life a lot easier.
The way it is done today is that you have some kind of form that you should locally fill in, and that make them quite a lot different. And you have policy.
It should be like this one.
Yeah.
And we should be placed on this homepage.
Yeah.
So I can read them.
Yeah.
Because it is actually my right to know all the policies.
And they should be handed out to you when asked for.
Yeah.
That's another wrong meant today. Gunnar and Mikael have had their opportunities to get these documents to you as well.
Not Mikael, because he hasn't been.
No, maybe not. But yeah. The school should be able to give them to you as easily as I could do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
Thank you so much. That's the only thing I can say. It seems that there is a lot of work and there is a lot of things that need to be fixed. But as I said, from my perspective, I just wanted to hear, because we do have a small kid, and it's, you know, I'm just seeing how Ivar has gone through the spirit of bullying and now having that picture taken and being quite upset about that as well. So it's it gives a different perspective in terms of things that can be improved, but as well what you have in your hands and, you know, how you need to prioritize and choose your battles.
Yeah, you can work for a lot of people and still work until you're 110 or 200.
Yeah. And I was thank you so much for sharing your experience and your thoughts, because they are valuable to me. Taking it further, I promise you.
Should we expect any update, or would you just, this is just gonna, like, you said that you're gonna be working on this, even if it's like next year, I don't know.
I actually would love to see progress.
To hear like progress,
how it goes.
Yeah.
Because I am genuinely interested, and I would love for the school, for everything to be better.
And it doesn't have to, like, if there is anything that this feedback has helped with whatever you're working, would be great to hear.
Would it be like, okay, like in 6 months?
Like in
the end of November, sometimes? I check my calendar and I come back to you with a date in like 6 months from now, because
that would be
sufficient for action.
Yeah, no, definitely. It could be a year, I guess, whatever you are working on.
As long as you feel that we helped in some way. And
I do. Yeah.
Feel and like feedback that we actually
and
did.
And so I send you an email with some förslag on the time.
And if you want, just email me if you want to
definitely
have anything else.
Yeah. And of course you know my email.
Yeah, I do. Super.
And I'm sorry for the misgivings about the photos and the. And I hope really it doesn't make any damage in the future. I'm very restricted in having my own kids on Facebook, and especially my grandchildren's. So I do
it's up for
share
them to
your
decide.
Concerns. Yeah.
It's up for them to decide.
Definitely. So I never shared any of my children on any social media. And the same with my grandchildren. So I do know what you mean, because it is in some ways it's a scary world.
It is. We can just take it bit by bit and improve it.
And there it isn't really need for all the sharing we do.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for
And I'll email you tomorrow about the time in November.